The term hippie was originally applied to long-haired males. You can call any long-haired male a hippie, but it's a term that shouldn't be used because it doesn't apply to every long-haired male. A hippie is, to me, is a long-haired, no good, unemployed bum.
How would you tell how would you tell a long-haired hippie maybe from a long-haired redneck or something?
You couldn't tell unless you'd been around them and talked to them for a while. Long hair doesn't make a hippie. Just like a friend of mine picked up a long-haired, he said, long-haired hippie hitchhiking one day, and he said he was amazed that this fellow was the most intelligent, well-educated person he'd ever met in his life. So you cannot judge him just by appearance.
How would you distinguish a hippie from a hobo?
Oh, well, a hippie is a younger person than a hobo. A hobo is a tramp, a bum, just wanders from place to place with no means of support, and living off the land or any way he can, sleeping where he can, eating where he can.
If you called a girl a hippie, would she have to be seen with a long-haired male, or how would you determine if a girl were, if she were a hippie?
There again, you'd have to talk to them. You can't look at them and tell.
What names would you have for your best friend when you're pretty young?
Pal. Chum.
What names might you have for some parent, a parent that takes care of a child that's maybe not his own?
A guardian, a stepmother, stepfather, foster parent.
Would you ever hear of colloquial names for that? A play daddy? Or,
no.
Or Big Brother?
Well, Big Brothers, there's an organization called Big Brothers of America that volunteer to, Big Brothers don't usually have the child living with them, they just go take them out to sports events or take them shopping or something of that kind, but they don't live with them.
What did you call several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school?
My playmates.
Would you ever call them anything in general if you just said that was, if you had a special group of maybe three or four or five or six people?
Just my friends or my pals.
Did you ever play a rough word game where one person thinks up a more an insult, and another person thinks up a more extreme insult?
No, we never played that.
When a new kid moves into a neighborhood, especially a young one, did he ever have to go through a kind of initiation?
No.
Did you ever play any games with a line game where kids line up like this and run